Good morning, Evangel. Wonderful, wonderful to see you. And we extend a warm welcome to all those who are with us. Would you stand with us this morning? I want to say a big welcome to all those who are joining us online as well today. Trust that you're encouraged by the Lord as you engage wherever you're watching from this morning. The psalmist said, let everything that has breath praise the Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I want to encourage you this morning as you just breathe in the mercies of God, as you breathe in the grace of God, to breathe out His praise. Amen? To breathe out His praise this morning. Praise is right.
All our fears are washed away.
Because when we see you, we find strength to face the day. Hallelujah. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Come on, every voice, Hosanna, Hosanna, and Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here. Sing Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Come have, oh come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of praise. Hear the song of worship to your name. And kingdoms will bow down, and every chain will break as broken hearts declare His praise. Who can stop the Lord? He's coming on the cloud, and kings and kingdoms will bow down. Every chain will break. His broken hearts declare His praise. And who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. And every knee will bow before Him. Our God is a lamb, the lamb that was slain. For the sins of the world, His blood breaks the chains. And every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before You. Open up. Open up the gates. Make a way before the King. Every tongue confess, every knee will bow at the mention of your name. Who can stop the Lord? And who can stop the Lord Almighty? And who can stop the Lord Almighty? And who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can Come on, sing that like you mean it this morning. Who can stop?
Who can stop the Lord? Oh my, yeah. Who can stop the Lord? Oh my, yeah. Who can stop the Lord? Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before
you. At the mention of your name. Oh, at the mention of your name. Every knee will bow and every tongue confess. Jesus is the Lord. Who can stop the Lord?
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Who can stop the Lord
Almighty?
Who can stop
the Lord Almighty?
Who is like the Lord? And who is like the Lord Almighty? And who is like the Lord Almighty? And who is like the Lord
Almighty?
Who is like the Lord? Our God is a lion. Our God is the lion of Judah. He's roaring
with power and fighting our battles.
And every knee will bow before Him. And our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks every chain. And every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before Him.
Amen. He is. He is. And we know that He is. Amen. Good to see you this morning. Why don't you greet one another as you're seated today? Thank you. You may be seated. Well, good morning. Welcome to the first Sunday of summer, officially summer. And good to have you here. Welcome, those of you who are in the building, those of you who are watching us via live stream. We're glad that you're here to worship God together, to hear from God, to be encouraged and strengthened, and to go out at the end ready and prepared more than ever to serve Him and love others as He's called us to do. So we're just delighted that you're here. Thank you for being here today and joining with us. Well, today, over the last 3 weeks, we've been doing a campaign of bringing specific cans for Kerr Street Market to help those who are recipients of food support from the Kerr Street Market. And over the last 3 weeks, we've had a campaign to bring in those required cans to adopt the shelf. And so today is the last day for that. Thank you for those of you who have participated in that and have been a part of it. From the beginning, we greatly appreciate it, and I know that those who will benefit from it will appreciate it as well. So thank you for being a part of that. Next Sunday, after the service, will be an ice cream social. And so if you're here next week and when the service is over, you can be a part of that. So just want to let you know that that is coming up as well. As we get into the summer season, we'll be just doing a few events through the summer just to kind of give us an opportunity to hang around and fellowship a little bit with each other and get to know some people a little bit better. So we're glad that you're here. We want to prepare to receive our morning tithes and offerings. And before we do, we're going to just let you know, children age newborn up to age 3, we have a nursery downstairs. And if you're a parent with a child in the age bracket, you just go through these doors down the stairs, and it's right at the bottom of the stairs. You can leave your child there. And kids, if you are in, if you're age 4 up to grade 5, you can reach away over here on the side. Our volunteers will be here to take you out. Our ushers will receive our morning tithes and offerings. And if you want to give electronically, it's simply giving at epcoakville.com. Thank you, and God bless you as you continue to worship this morning.
Savior, Lord, there is none like you, and all of my day, and I want to praise the wonders of you, mighty Lord,
my comfort,
my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, let all that I am never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the works of your hand forever, forever. Jesus, my Savior, my Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you, 'cause all of my days, and I want to praise the wonders of your mind. Your tower of refuge and strength. Come on. Oh, let every breath, let all that I am, endeavors cease to worship you. Oh, shout to the Lord, shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and sound of your name. I sing for joy at the works of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand, 'cause nothing compares to the promise I have here.
Time, my Jesus, my Savior, sing it out.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you,
and all of
my days,
and I want to praise the wonders of your
mighty love.
My
comfort, you are my comfort, my shelter. You're the tower, that's what you are, Lord. Oh, let every breath, let all that I am, it never cease to worship. To the Lord, all the earth, let us sing in power and majesty. Praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas roar at the sound of your name. Oh, I sing for joy at the works of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stand. 'Cause nothing compares to the promise I
sing, nothing compares.
And nothing compares to the promise I have.
Oh,
nothing compares to the promise I have.
Of your presence, the promise you are with us, for you go before us, you surround us, you're fighting every battle, you're with us through the storm, 'cause nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing, 'cause nothing.
the Lamb. 'Cause worthy is the Lamb. Sing it out. And you are holy. Holy are you, Lord God Almighty.
Come on, we're joining the choirs.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is, yes, you are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Amen. Come on, let's acknowledge him in the room this morning.
You're my saving grace.
Yes, you are.
You're the Prince of Peace. You're the Lord of Lords. Holy, holy, you're the great I am.
Let's acknowledge his presence in the room this morning. If you want to lift up your voice, go ahead. Come on, he's our saving grace this morning. He is the Prince of Peace that you need this morning. He is a tower of refuge and strength. Go ahead, lift up your voice, lift up your attention, your affections to Jesus this morning.
Holy, 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 holy. There is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy.
If you need cleansing this morning, come to Jesus. Come to the home. Come home to Jesus this morning.
I've been helping your hand from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, and I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am in, thank you, Lord, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. So good, yeah. is running after, he's running after me. Hey. Your goodness is running after, he's running after me. With my heart laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, he's running after me.
Come on, your goodness.
Your goodness is running after, he's running after me. Cause your goodness is running after, he's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, he's running after me.
All my life,
and all my life, you have been faithful. And all my life, you have been so, so good. Cause every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Lord, I come and I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart, 'cause you're the one that guides my heart.
Lord, I come.
Lord, I come and I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart, 'cause you're the one that guides my heart.
Lord, I need.
Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. And every hour I need my one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, now I need. Where sin runs deep,
come on, sing these words.
Your grace is more, where grace is found, is where you are, where you are. Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in. And every hour I need. And oh, I need you. And every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, and how I need you. So teach my soul to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay.
Let's sing that again.
So teach my soul to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope.
Your voice.
Lord, I need you, and oh, I need you, and every hour I need you, my one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need.
Lord, I need.
Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. And every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need.
This morning.
Every hour I need you, my one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you.
Lord, I need, Lord, I need you.
Oh,
scripture reading this morning is found in Psalm 46. It says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake in their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is with her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he's brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow, and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire, and he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, Jono, for leading us so beautifully this morning. Last Sunday was Father's Day, and of course, I was thinking about my dad. My dad passed away 27 years ago, but I still think of him often, and probably not as often as I did in the earlier years, but as time goes on, I still think of him every few days for sure. He comes to mind. But I was thinking about how safe he made me feel. When I was little, I remember sitting with him, and he would wrap his strong arms around me and clasp his hands together, and I would become fixated on those hands, the strength of those hands. They were strong, and they were callous from hard work, yet somehow they were gentle, and when I looked at them, they made me feel safe. They made me feel safe. As long as he was present, as long as my dad was present, I felt like nothing could hurt me. He wasn't perfect, but he was present. And his presence made me feel safe. Today, we are launching our summer sermon series, which is entitled Summer in the Psalms. And we're just going to take each week of the summer, and we're going to consider the central theme of a variety of different psalms. And so we're beginning today with Psalm 46, and it's a psalm of trust in God's protection. And it is written to be sung, actually. It was written to be sung as a reminder that God is reliable in the midst of chaos. It's a psalm of the sons of Korah, who were Levitical priests responsible for music and worship in the temple. And so this would be a song that would be sung by those who would gather in to worship together. And so as we explore this psalm this morning, we'll be reminded that during times of trouble and chaos, God's presence in our lives keeps us safe. We're going to begin today with the central theme of trouble. The author of this psalm is writing from the perspective of trouble. And the word trouble here is translated to mean distress, anxiety, sorrow, pain. Psalms of trust have common elements in them, and one of the common elements is this inflated, metaphorical, even apocalyptic depiction of threats, picturing unimaginable things, talking about unimaginable things to show that if God can overcome these things, well, he can overcome whatever may be happening in one's individual life. And so in this psalm, the author engages this particular methodology, and he cites extreme examples of trouble that God can overcome. And the first example is natural disasters. And he says, if the very earth itself was altered, if it was changed. He talks about earthquakes that are so strong that the very mountains would tumble and fall into the sea. And that if the seas were so powerful that their raging would cause the very mountains to shake. Now, I've seen some strong seas in my day, but I've never seen seas that strong that would cause the very mountains to shake. And then the second example the author uses is moral evil. Nations that are in uproar. Wars that are breaking out all around. Powerful kingdoms that are tumbling down, that are falling. And so these events would create an environment of trouble, of distress and anxiety and sorrow, impacting people in a very painful way. And so as we reflect on these words, we can't help but be drawn, I know I couldn't, to our present world. Mountains may not be falling into the sea right now, but the earth is changing, and we can't really debate that. The earth is changing, and as a result, we are seeing the impact of those changes. We're seeing in our country right now widespread forest fires. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was working at my desk, and all of a sudden my breathing became problematic because I had my window open, and the smoke from these fires from all across the country were making their way into my little space. Earthquakes happening all around the world, devastating storms, weather changes and patterns. Top of that, we continue to reap the fallout of a worldwide pandemic on the supply chain still, on increasing inflation in our economy, financial instability, rising interest rates. We see wars raging in many places. We see political unrest. There is hate, there is discrimination, there is persecution all around us. Our world is filled with trouble. And for many of us, maybe our lives are also filled with trouble. As we deal with the pain of personal loss, of personal financial struggles, of broken relationships, of life-altering and life-threatening health conditions, of polarizing opinions and views that we're bombarded with every day that are pulling our families apart, that are pulling our churches apart, that's pulling culture apart. When trouble comes upon us, it inflicts pain and hardship and confusion and discouragement and brokenness. When trouble comes, we often feel alone, that no one understands us and what it is that we're going through. And perhaps even in those moments, we may even feel like that God has abandoned us in times of trouble. Right now, it seems like our world is a dumpster fire. And many people are scared. Everywhere I turn when I'm hearing people talking, people are afraid. Even followers of Jesus are afraid because trouble has that kind of impact on us. Trouble. The second thing I want us to consider is presence. Psalms of trust, yes, they have, you know, these exaggerated metaphorical elements to them, but they also have an element of expression of confidence in the presence and the protection of God during times of trouble. And this psalm has that as well. And so let's consider some of the things that the psalmist expresses in this psalm in that regard. Well, he begins with, God is our protection. The psalmist uses words like refuge, strength, fortress. We sang those words in many of the songs we sang this morning. To remind those who sing this song or read this psalm that God is a shelter for his people in times of trouble. He provides rest in the midst of the trouble. God is simply not a refuge. God is not a shelter. God is not just strength. The psalmist says that God is our rescue. God is our shelter. He is our fortress. He is our strength. It is personal. It is personal. He is the place of safety. He is our protection. He is our source of peace and rest. God is present. I'm sorry. What did I say? I can't see it. God's our protection. God is present. It's the next thing I want to talk about. The psalmist says that God is ever present and that he never stops being present. He never stops being present. I had the opportunity to visit family in the last couple of weeks, and we were sitting around and I was listening. I often do more listening than talking. You may surprise that. I do most of my talking during this period on Sunday mornings. And outside of that, I'm quite content to be more of a listener than a talker. And so there was a lot of listening. And I'm hearing a lot of spiritual conversation and how church has changed. And hearing phrases like, there's no spirit there. That grieved my heart because I thought, no, God isn't ever present. No, you can't say there's no spirit there. You're blaming the church service and leadership, but the problem is you. If you can't experience God in any moment, it's not because God's not there, it's you. That's not even in my notes. That's just for free for you today. There's a bonus, you know. Those are samples that you can take with you. He is ever present. He never stops being present. And as significant as that is, I mean, that itself is amazing. There is so much more of a deeper meaning to those words than we understand if we just gloss over them. If we dig deep into the original language, there's really two really important ideas that are captured in this fact that God is ever present, that he's always there. And the first is a readiness to be found. He's there, ready to be found. He's not just there. You know, sometimes I'm places and I don't want to be found. Like when I go on vacation, some people love the fact that they run into people they know. That's the last thing I want to do when I go on vacation. I don't want to see anybody I know. If I see you, I will try and run from you. But not because I don't like you, but I just, it's not the time. He's ready to be found. He's not just there. He wants to be found. In times of trouble, it may be appear to us that sometimes that God is hiding himself from us, but the truth is, God never hides himself from us. But sometimes the painful circumstances of life cause us to lose sight of him. We lose track of him. And we sometimes shift our focus away from him, and our focus becomes on our pain and on our circumstances. And for some, this shift is temporary. And then we just kind of realize, yeah, this is not healthy and this is not spiritually good, so let's shift it. And for others, it might be years like that. And for others, it might be a lifetime of shifting away from God and not finding their way back to him. But regardless of how long it has been since we moved our focus away from God, God is present and he is ready and he is waiting to be rediscovered and found. That's part of him being present. The other part of him being present is he's not only there waiting to be found, but he is sufficient for any situation. That's also captured in this idea in the original language. Not only is he ready to be found, but he has the means to take us through our trouble. He's sufficient. No trouble that we find ourselves in is beyond God's ability to help us. God is greater than any circumstance, any experience, any loss in our lives, even though the emotions we feel during difficult times make us question that. Make us question that if God is there, and question if God can actually help us or not. But God is always there, and he's waiting to be discovered, and he is sufficient for any situation. And so although at times it may feel like we are alone, we are never alone. And then the third thing the psalmist tells us is that God is for us. Yes, he's with us, but God is for us. In verses 7 and 11, the psalmist says, the Almighty is with us. The psalmist says that two times, in verse 7 and also again in verse 11. The words with us in the original Hebrew are better translated for us. God is for us. In Romans 8:31, Paul wrote, if God is for us, who can be against us? And this is exactly what the psalmist is trying to communicate in this psalm. If God is for us, who can be against us? That God is for us. And he gives us a glimpse for a moment into the dwelling place of God to contrast the instability and the chaos of our world and our lives to the unwavering and unchanging authority of God and stability of God, and promises that God is the one who helps at the break of dawn. If you study scripture, you will see that God does some of his best work at the break of dawn. God does some of his best work at daybreak. In Genesis 32, Jacob is exhausted. He's been wrestling through the night with the heavenly messenger. But it says that at daybreak, his character is changed. And he receives the blessing he needs to fulfill God's purpose for him. In Exodus 14, we see that the Israelites are trapped between the Egyptians and the sea. And defeat seemed inevitable. Things were hopeless, but there's no way out. But it says, but at daybreak, God opened the sea so they could cross safely. In Daniel 6, we read that the king who had Daniel thrown into the den of lions arose from his bed at daybreak to find that God had protected Daniel through the night, and Daniel was set free at daybreak. In the Gospels, we read of the women coming to the tomb to mourn the loss of Jesus and prepare him for a proper burial. But it says, but at daybreak, their hope was restored because he was alive. Daybreak is the place where God swallows the trouble. It's the place where God declares that enough is enough. It's the intervention point. Daybreak is the place where God sets us free. Daybreak is the place where God's protection and provision for us through the dark night is revealed and we can see it. Daybreak is the time when we walk away from the struggle with a limp, yet we are more prepared than ever to embrace God's purpose for our lives. Daybreak is the time when Jesus reminds those of us who feel disqualified because we failed so many times that there's still a place for us. Some of us have had to endure a long, dark night. Many of us have had to face our greatest fears. Many of us have lost hope because there appears to be no way out. Many of us have given up on ourselves because of our failures, and we're engrossed in anxiety and depression for such failures. But I want us to know today, the dawn will break. The darkness will lift. Light will begin to penetrate the darkness. Hope will rise. God is working, and enemies are being defeated. And we can experience victory because there is no darkness powerful enough to ever extinguish the light and hope and promises of God. Folks, God is for us. God is for us. And thirdly and finally, there's the response in this psalm. Because psalms of trust always contain expressions of trust. Declaring verbal declarations of trust in God. And as the people of God impacted and surrounded by trouble, it's important to engage in expressions of trust. The psalmist includes two responses to the presence and protection of God in the Psalms as an expression of trust. First of all, he says, we will not fear. We will not fear. Trouble often results in fear, in a sense of helplessness, in a sense of hopelessness, in a sense of feeling overwhelmed. But we don't have to be afraid when we put our trust in God. Hear me, we don't have to be afraid when we put our trust in God, because God is with us. We can have hope. Because God is with us, we can have hope. His presence brings joy in the midst of the trouble. His presence brings a peace beyond our understanding. His presence brings a steadiness. And so while circumstances and troubles rage around us, deep within us, beyond perhaps what we can understand or even communicate to others, there's a calm. And there's a hope because of God. But let's not miss When the author uses these words, "we will not," "we will not" is a decision. "We will not" is a decision. It's a determination. It's a choice. "We will not" is a choice. It's a choice to not allow the fear to overwhelm us, to control us, to take our eyes off of Him. But instead, we choose to focus on Him, to keep our eyes on Him. When we put our trust in God, we do not have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. And then the final part of this psalm, which we often pull out as a standalone piece, "Be still and know." Be still and know. Folks, quiet reflection is very important. I always jokingly say, you know, the book of Revelation says there was a half hour of silence, and I'm thinking, there can't be any Pentecostals going to heaven. Because we find noise, silence, so awkward that we have to fill it with something. It goes quiet, we have to fill it, you know? We're just not always comfortable with quiet reflection. But quiet reflection is very important, yet very difficult to experience in the noise and demands of life, in a noisy and demanding world. It's really hard to have those moments of quiet reflection. But God calls us to solitude. He calls us to reflection. He calls us to remembrance. He calls us aside for these moments. Over and over in the life of Jesus, we see Him withdrawing from the ministry, withdrawing from the crowds, withdrawing from His disciples for moments of solitude and prayer and reflection. Because when we recall and when we acknowledge in quiet reflection what God has done in the past, it builds our trust. God's past faithfulness is a reminder of God's present and future faithfulness. We sang about His faithfulness this morning. When we reflect on who God is, miraculously, our fears begin to melt and our faith begins to increase when we pull aside and we begin to reflect. The word "be still" means to cease striving. To cease striving. To relax. To relax. I found as by experience that people don't really appreciate it much when I look at them and go, "just relax." But it means to relax, to withdraw. In this psalm, in this scripture, this very sentence is the voice of God speaking. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still. Stop striving. Withdraw. Relax. Slow down so you can know, that you can learn to really understand and let it sink in that I am God, that He is exalted, that He is all-powerful, that He is has the last word in everything. Be still. Pull aside, withdraw, and reflect so that reality goes deep within our souls. Step back from the battle and relax and allow your spirit to connect with the Holy Spirit, so you can be refreshed and strengthened and confident in your trust in Him. You may note when you're reading the Psalms that every once in a while there's this little italics word that shows up there randomly. Selah. It shows up 3 times in this Psalm. It's not there accidentally. It's there intentionally. Its purpose is to guide those who are engaging the psalm that at this moment, this is the moment to stop, to pause, and reflect on what was just said. Don't just say it. Don't just read it. Don't just hear it. But stop and reflect on what you just read or what you just sung. To let the truth sink in before moving on. Why? Because quiet reflection is really important. It's really important. I'm going to invite our worship team to come back. Folks, yes, our world is filled with trouble. There's no question. For many of us, our lives are filled with trouble. But as we read this psalm, we are reminded that God is with us and God is for us. Therefore, we will not fear, but we will be still and know that He is God. We will pause and we will reflect and we will find our strength in Him. Would you stand with us this morning? And as the worship team leads us today, I would invite you, you know, sometimes on Sunday we just, you know, Sunday morning is a list. You know, we come in, okay, we got to get out. Just take a few moments, if you can. If you have to go, we understand. But just take a few moments and step back and be still and allow the Holy Spirit to remind you of who you are, of who God is, and that God's at work in your life. God is faithful. And as we do that in this part of the service this morning, providing an opportunity for us to leave a little lighter from the burdens that maybe we brought into this place when we got here this morning. Can we do that? Can we take those moments? Jonna, would you lead us?
The sun comes, it's a new day. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, let me be singing in the evening. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Your praise, 10,000 years for
I worship your holy name, your holy name. Yes, I worship your holy name.
Before I pray this morning, can I just say that it's probably fairly accurate to say that there are things in all of our lives that scare us. I know there are in mine. And as you're standing here this morning and you're singing these songs and you're hearing this message, what we tend to do is think of these things in light of our own lives. Rightfully so. Some of us walked into this place this morning with heavy burdens of things that scare us about our family, about our jobs, about our health, about our relationships, about our finances, our future. So many things. Can we just take a moment, and I'm not asking you to do this out loud. In fact, it's probably best if you don't. But can you just tell God what it is? Just say, God, I am afraid of this. This scares me. This scares me. Can we do that? Let's take that moment. Father, this morning, we recognize you as the ever-present God. You are here. You are ready to be found. And you are sufficient for every situation. We declare that you are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our strength. You are our deliverer. You are our hope. You are our future. And in these moments, we draw back. And in this brief moment of stillness, we recognize our deepest fears so that we can give them to you. All-sufficient one. We give you our sons and our daughters. We give you our husbands and our wives. We give you our moms and our dads. We give you our sickness and our diseases. We give you our finances. We give you our future. We give you our heartache and our pain and our disappointment. We give you a world gone crazy. And in the stillness, will you remind us that he who has been faithful will continue to be faithful. That the one who started the work will finish the work. Lord, we need to walk out of these doors this morning with the burden lighter than when we walked in. And so in this moment, we respond to your invitation to cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. We are coming to you, those who are burdened and heavy laden, because we need rest. So Holy Spirit, refresh our spirits this morning so that as we leave this place, we truly leave different than when we walked in. And we pray that this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here today. I hope you have a good week.